So Tisha B'Av is one of the four fast days, Zeichel L'Churban, that the four fast days is Som HaRevi'i, Yud Zayin Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Asara B'Tevis, and I mean Som Gedalia, and Asara B'Tevis are the four fast days we do Zeichel L'Churban. Yom Kippur is the only biblical fast today. So therefore, even though functionally Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur look alike, fundamentally they're totally different. When's the happiest day of the year? And when's the saddest day of the year? The Tisha B'Av is a day, a universal day of Avelis. So we're fasting, not only on Yom Kippur, we're fasting to show like we're angels, we're pure, we're going to be given, going to have a good year. On Tisha B'Av, it goes along with the laws of Avelis. We sit on the ground, it's a time of mourning. So, nevertheless, so it's a time of Avelis. So, one of the main thrust of Tisha B'Av, at least practically, is fasting. It's one of the few 24, 25-hour fast days that start the night before. Originally, all of them did, according to the Ramban, that they all were Medivrei Kabbalah, but to Mizman Hazeh, the only one that kept its status, at least rabbinical status, was Tisha B'Av, and hence we fast the 25, 24 hours. And the Gemara says because the two things, both temples were destroyed, it was a day as well, the day with the Meraglim, that they came back with the false report, etc. And, other things with Harugei Beitar, etc. And historically speaking, a lot of things also happened not so good on Tisha B'Av. So the question is, we have to fast. So generally speaking, so obviously what do? You eat before a fast day because you want to have strength. So there are, but they have what they call the Som Kal pills to make the fast easier. So it could be in a caffeine pill for those who are addicted to caffeine and like to take away the migraine headaches, or is it, or whatever the fast does, it makes you less hungry. I don't know, whatever the science behind the pills are, and it's supposed to make maybe it's a placebo effect, who knows? You took the pill, so I guess you'll give a couple of placebos in with the caffeine and you'll see if you notice any difference in your study. And you'll get back to me on the results.
I took them 1 year. I didn't notice any difference.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess one time we'll need more of a study than that. But yeah, but that's just from your one time of experience. Yeah. So the question is, so what's the problem then? So let's assume Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday. So the number one is, what about taking it on Tuesday? Or maybe you would take them the night before. I guess depending on the pill. So if you have to take it the day before, so it's not a problem. You could take it before Tisha B'Av. There's no problem of making on Yom Kippur. Some want to claim maybe it says v'nisem es nafsho sechem, that there's a mitzvah of inoy. We don't pasken like that opinion anyway. We don't assume the fast has to be harder in that sense. You have to do things to make yourself have a more difficult fast. So taking the pill before Yom Kippur or before Tisha B'Av, that shouldn't be a problem. On Tisha B'Av, let's say, would be less of an issue than Yom Kippur. I'm not saying because in general we're more lenient. Number one, who's allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av? Because even a cholesh ain't bo sakana could eat. But the issue by a pill is, generally speaking, if having a pill is not considered food. So if you're taking blood pressure pills, so all would agree if you could swallow a pill without water, and that would be on Yom Kippur as well. There wouldn't be much. All would assume it's okay. On Tisha B'Av, I'm not saying you can't, obviously depending on how serious the pill, I'm not saying you can't do it on Yom Kippur either. If it's going to lead to a cholesh eish bo sakana, then obviously you will. But let's assume we're talking about someone who on Tisha B'Av, he needs it's enough for Tisha B'Av, he's going to take the pill, but he needs to drink water in order to take the pill. So generally we assume the pill itself, as long as it's solid, you know, and there's no taste to it, it's at least neutral to bitter tasting, it's not pleasant tasting, it's not a problem. Even if it was pleasant tasting, there's what to talk about. But most pills don't have any taste. And then if you're just drinking water to swallow the pill, so we generally assume it's okay. Like generally, if you're just tasting water, you're not going to go ahead and make... If you're just drinking water, let's say you have something stuck in your throat and you're drinking water to clear, you don't make a bracha on that. And also tasting on a fast day, etc. So generally speaking, that's what you could do on Tisha B'Av. You could certainly swallow it, and you could probably... And Rav Yitzchak Abadi Shita is, you should enjoy the water, so you make the water... Some people say you should put something in the water, like maybe mouthwash or something else, which I'm okay with in theory, though. My problem is, since I'm not a doctor, I'm concerned about, like, whatever you're putting in might have different negative effects with the pill. So either I say speak to your pharmacist or doctor first, and if he says it's fine, I'm okay with it. But if you don't know, and you're worried that it might, so then just... So go with Rav Yitzchak Abadi, use room temperature, you know, water warm, and something you're not going to enjoy, you're just drinking it for this, it's a means to an end. So that's generally what we could do. This year makes it a bigger issue, or a potentially big, because the day Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. So what's the problem? So what is Shabbos? Why should that make a difference? Right? So there's two...
I follow.
I can't hear, what?
I follow.
Yeah, right. So why is Shabbos a problem? So they have two potential issues. One is the potential issue of Hachana. We know generally I'm not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. In other words, let's say I have all these dishes. And you know what? I want to go for a workout. I want to go for a run right after Shabbos. So if I do the dishes during the day, I'll save myself 2 hours, and I can go run. No, so that's preparing. Now, it's a drabbanan. We don't generally prepare to save time. You know, like if you to save that. But over here, many say by taking a pill, like you're not saving any time. Like you're taking the pill because that's the time to take the pill. You're not doing it. In order to have an easier fast on Tisha B'Av, you have to take the pill now. You're not doing it. So therefore, it's in general, like, once we don't publicize what we're doing. In other words, let's say I'm going to sleep on Shabbos. You're allowed to sleep on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah, but I shouldn't say, I'm going to go sleep 3 hours today because I'm driving to New York tonight. So therefore, I'll be well rested. That you shouldn't do, because then you're openly saying, but, you know, you should just keep your mouth shut and everyone sleeps, so no one knows why you're sleeping, and that's it. So similarly here, you shouldn't say, I'm taking this pill because I want to fast better tomorrow. Just take a pill. Many people take pills. No one knows, you know, the assumption is the pill you're taking is for now. So, again, so some might suggest hachana, but others say, like, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, it's not a problem of hachana. Hachana means... Like the dish case, here you're not saving time anyway. You're not doing it to save time. You're doing it because that's the time to take it. And secondly, the other potential issue would be is refuah. You're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. So again, that's also very limited. Like, what do you mean? If a person's in life-threatening situation, they can't take medication? Or if they're sick and not in life-threatening? No, so of course not. It's very limited. If you're in life-threatening situation, you can do anything. And even if you're a chole she'in bo sakana, you're allowed to take medicine. That's not... The whole discussion about not taking meds or is someone who is basically a healthy individual, and has a little headache. He's not he's functional. He'll go through his days, it's not feeling great. Like, if you're nafal l'mishkav, if you have a migraine and you have to lie in bed, so then... You're already in the category where you could take your pills already. So it's a very limited category of not taking meds on someone who's healthy, but they're just a little under. Like, they're not real. You know, I'm functional, but I'm just missing my cup of coffee. Like, of course, like I'm just saying is, anyone most people aren't going to feel the same on a fast day. And you're expecting, it's normal to expect you're not going to feel the same as a regular day. But that doesn't mean, okay, I could eat now. That's just that's the norm. Obviously, if it's more than the norm, that's when it becomes the issue of whether you change your status into a chole or something like that. But obviously, this to be a little one, like, of course, it's a 24-hour day. It's hot outside. I'm thirsty. I want to eat. Like, those are just normal things during a fast, you know, within reason. It's always degrees, of course. So the issue is, so you're not, so, and what's the concern? A gzeira, that you're going to grind up the spices, the simanim, the medicine. You're going to grind up and make the meds. I always read about it in Gemara, but when I came here, I finally saw it in real life. That's what they do for residents who can't, like, they take the pills and, like, they crush them up. Yeah, they might have been talking about making the pill, you know, making it, but that's what they do here. They have, like, a machine where they crush them and they put them in the food, or they give it to the residents because they can't swallow. So either way, that's the concern. So the question is taking this Som Kal pill, caffeine pill, is this considered refuah on Shabbos? Right, obviously, so some might think, those who think it's a problem say yes. However, it doesn't sound, like, really doesn't sound like it's medicine, because medicine is someone who's sick and you make better. Here is someone who's healthy. It's what we call more preventive medicine. You go ahead and you do something so you don't get sick. So it's not, again, so it's not recognizable, and I'm saying it's not a refuah hanikeret. In other words, if I have a sore throat, I'm allowed to drink tea on Shabbos, because people drink tea anyway. So I guess in theory, if you're not Jewish or it's a non-halachic issue, and let's say you couldn't get coffee, so I don't know, maybe do people take caffeine pills besides fast days? Like if people can't get access to caffeine, so I'm assuming maybe they'll take these pills anyway, so I don't know. I'm just throwing out the question.
I would assume somebody who's not Jewish is taking caffeine.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm assuming from in our world, that's when they come up. But I'm assuming there are people who take these pills all the time, or, you know, so therefore, it's not a refuah hanikeres. That's why, and also it's a whole discussion whether preventive medicine is considered refuah. And, you know, pashas it would not. I think that's part of the issue regarding brushing one's teeth on Shabbos, whether it's considered refuah or it's not refuah. It's to prevent getting cavities. Or let's say suntan lotion, let's say the spray, not like rubbing it on. So, you know, is that to prevent the burn? So that's a whole discussion in terms of whether that's refuah. So again, so it seems to be, yeah, so there are those who are machmir and say you shouldn't take these Som Kal pills on Shabbos, either because they think it's hachana or they think it's refuah. Others disagree on both accounts. We don't think it's hachana, and we don't think it's refuah. And then even among the machmirim, like, those are more, if you mix the pill in with the food, so then again, so it's not a refuah hanikeres, it's not recognizable, and therefore even they would be more lenient. Some suggest, I don't know if it's really feasible, I guess on a regular tissue, like on a, is you take, you should take it on Erev Tisha B'Av, but you should take it not on Shabbos. Well, here, I mean, I don't know if it's practical. I don't know if you could take this pill on Friday and then hope it's still working Sunday. I don't know exactly what that means. Do they work for a couple of days? I don't know.
I think they work for 24 hours.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm just saying, so if in theory it was a 72-hour pill on Makabo, but I didn't think that was the case. So the bottom line is, there are those, if you're machmir, you're machmir based on the fact that either you think it's hachana, you think it's refuah, you think it's both, and also you don't. And if you think a person who can't swallow the pill without water can't take it, I think in all those areas there's room to be lenient. One can make strong cases why it's not hachana, and why it's not refuah. And if you're just taking the water, to swallow. If we assume taking, drinking water, just like if I'm assuming drinking water to take my blood pressure pill isn't considered eating, so then if it's not eating, it shouldn't be eating for taking a caffeine pill either, even though the caffeine pill might not be as serious. But, you know, yesh v'yesh, and therefore, those who might not take it, so they'll prefer to mix it in with the food. But those are some of the issues regarding the Som Cow pill. And this year it's just extra trickier because I just have to deal with the Erev Shabbos issue out through Fua and Achana, as opposed to just the general issues of taking a pill on a fast day.